The Cask of Amontillado by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Adele, Matthew, and Darren. A man named Montessori seeks revenge, and a man named Fortunato, because of how many times he offended him repeatedly. But Montessori still does not reveal his hatred towards Fortunato, knowing he will soon be dead.
Soon I will wipe Fortunato's soul off the face of the earth.
It was early October in Italy, and it was carnival season. Fortunato was drinking, and Montessori saw his chance.
Hey, Fortunato, my friend, how is everything? I have this Amontillado wine.
Really, you must know where this wine you speak of is.
I was going to let Lucchesi taste it, to tell if it was a really Amontillado.
No, let me taste it. Lucchesi is an ignorant fool.
But it is beneath my house.
Okay.
Montessori led Fortunato back to his house, planning his revenge. Montessori led Fortunato down a winding staircase and led him into a room.
How long have you had that cough? Drink this French wine.
Okay. Cheers.
Montessori leads Fortunato deeper and deeper into the tunnels.
Why don't you look in that corner for the Amontillado, Fortunato?
Montessori quickly locks Fortunato in the wall, then uncovers a pile of bricks and starts to cover the wall with bricks.
Keep still, you squirmy little worm.
Fortunato screams as Montessori covers his space around him with bricks.
I'll see you in the afterlife, Fortunato.
No one found the body of Fortunato, and Montessori kept living his life the way it was before.